Ever felt like you were born in the wrong decade?
Or maybe it was the wrong dimension altogether.
If you can relate, welcome home.
We're Emily Estefan
and Gemini Hernandez, your resident weirdos, artists of all trades, and multicultural couple.
And this is your official invitation to join us on our new planet, podcast, called In Our Own World.
We'll navigate conversations about anything under the stars, and maybe even pick up a few passengers along the way.
Listen to In Our Own World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Coca-Cola. There's magic when we eat together.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Masters of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best, Matt Slick's Top Six.
Number six.
I don't know if this is in the Bible. I was listening to David Jeremiah. He was mentioning our resurrected bodies. He said that we will eat. We won't need food. We won't need water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Most probably. We do these things in our physical body now to sustain the energy of our body. But in the resurrection, the implication is that God will be our source. We won't need to eat. So some speculate that we can eat. But then think about that. If we can eat in our resurrected bodies, do we have to use a restroom? I don't know.
Yeah. It's speculative?
Yeah, it's very speculative. I just want to get at that.
Number five.
Do you theorize that race doesn't matter after we're glorified?
It doesn't matter now, but also after glorified.
Right.
Yeah, it shouldn't matter now, and there's only one race, the human race. We just have different sizes, shapes, and colors. And we're going to be in glorified bodies, and the same bodies we died in, but they'll be glorified. And Jesus retained his crucifixion wounds. They recognized him. So there you go.
Right. Okay. So if it doesn't necessarily matter, is it safe to say that he was a Middle Eastern Jew? Shouldn't we say that he still is?
Yeah, he was a Middle Eastern Jew, and I would say he still is in that body type and skin complexion, whatever it was back then. But he wasn't the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian surfer dude dressed in a woman's nightgown, as is so often depicted.
Number four.
In fact, there's a video I saw once. It was on TV. What would Jesus possibly have looked like? And they really went through and did the genetics and the appearance of that time and that place to the best of their ability, descriptions of the Bible. And he's not particularly good-looking guy. He's darker skin than the standard white guy kind of thing, but not black guy. Just kind of in between the Arab kind of a look, a little bit lighter, and had dark curly hair and a close beard. That's how they presented him. That's fine. I don't care. But, you know, the Jews today... The Jews today, for the most part, just look pretty standard Caucasian. So I don't know how that works.
Number three.
If time travel were to ever become possible, do you think that would violate God's eternal divine decree?
No. If it were possible, the only reason it would be possible is by God's decree. So it couldn't be against his decree because he could decree that it exists. All events that can occur, time travel theoretically permitted by God, would only be possible by God's decree. So there you go.
Wouldn't it be problematic, though, if you're jumping out of a hypothetical timeline and into a different one, making one of them a counterfactual timeline that didn't actually happen, that God decreed and then didn't decree?
But it did actually happen, and then it became warped out so that it didn't happen in a different timeline, but in another one it did. It was actualized by God's decree.
Interesting.
Number two.
Have you ever heard of St. Patrick's Purgatory?
No. St. Patrick's Purgatory? Wow.
Yeah, which is a island in the Republic of Ireland. And on this island, they had this Catholic cathedral. They believe that Christ showed St. Patrick a cave, and it's sometimes referred to as a pit or a well on Bacon Island. And it was believed that this was an entrance to purgatory. And what they teach here at this particular Catholic church, they teach that if you take a pilgrimage to this site, and if you complete the pilgrimage three times in your life, you will never go to hell.
Wow, that's a load of crud.
Number one!
That is whacked. Superstition. Yeah, if you make a pilgrimage, you don't go to hell. What? Oh, so you don't need Jesus, you know, and faith and trust in Christ? Well, since there's no such thing as purgatory anyway, it's not in the Bible, I mean, it's a doubly wrong. Wow, that's interesting, though. Never heard of it. Now I have heard of it. In fact, when I was in Turkey 4 years ago or so, we did a tour from Turkey and also in Israel. We went to a certain place where there's supposed to be caves that, according to there, lead to hell. In fact, this place, if I remember correctly, I forgot the name of it, there's sulfur that comes out. You can actually die from it, you know, a volcanic, whatever it is. And so people, you go in there and they can die. Oh, it must be bad. It must be hell. It's just superstition.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.
Ever felt like you were born in the wrong decade?
Or maybe it was the wrong dimension altogether?
If you can relate, welcome home.
We're Emily Estefan
and Gemini Hernandez, your resident weirdos, artists of all trades, and multicultural couple.
And this is your official invitation to join us on our new planet, I mean podcast, called In Our Own World.
We'll navigate conversations about anything under the stars, and maybe even pick up a few passengers along the way.
Listen to In Our Own World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Coca-Cola. There's magic when we eat together.